It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. The Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner from the corner of 34 and 5 via the beautiful historic Albia Square. And what is this I see? You know, there was a rumor going around that the sun did exist. This morning, we can verify there is a sun. We were really worried this week, particularly with RVTV coming to town, that the sun would ever come back out. Kudos to Mother Nature for holding off on Thursday night, giving us a really nice fall night, a really late fall evening, but great weather last night. Great weather today. Hawks, Cyclone fans, it's your day. We're going to find out from some of the Albia football coaching staff. Kind of got an indication maybe is the way they're dressed this morning of who they might be rooting for. They look bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we're going to have a little conversation about Albia's game last night. What a great contest. It was the type of contest you expect out of a Pella Christian Albia contest. The Blue Demons and the Eagles meeting for the first time on the football field, but they're no strangers to competition. Whenever you meet up with Pella Christian, you're going to get great athletes, great discipline, great coaching, good kids, and you're going to end up with a contest like you had there in the first half. But what we found last night is that two platoon, the strength of the Albia conditioning program, and that war on the Eagles. And at about the three-minute mark of that first half, Albia took control. 35 unanswered points the Blue Demons put up on the football scoreboard, and Albia gets the win last night. We're going to talk to Coach Head Coach Jerry Staten. You know, he helped put together the Pella Christian program, and so I know it was a good night last night, a little reunion last night. I know he has so much respect for the Pella Christian program, Coach Kakmarinski, and what a great contest. We'll get his thoughts on last night's game. Of course, we start district play just 6 days from today, and I'll even sneak into Coach's mind and see if I can pull out his prediction. You know, with all that football knowledge up there, you know he's got to have the exact combination for the game that's going to kick off at 2:30. And you can catch that game right here on your sports leader KISC, Iowa. Iowa State here in the epic showdown that is the Cy-Hawk battle that of course, we'll have that coverage for you. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, look at the scores from last night, and then talk with Coach Jerry Staten. The Albia football coaches are in the house. Kieran Judge, the judge and the jury. And he put out his punishment last night on 74 yards. What a second half he put together. Some of the best running he's had all year. We'll talk with him as well when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seafirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
It's wild. It's the late models. At Knoxville Raceway, anything could happen. The 11th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, presented by Casey's General Stores. September 25th through the 27th, 3 nights of entertainment, excitement, and celebration. Find out who will be the late model champion when the dust settles. Ticket and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Just be here.
This is Jason Brown. Are you looking for something to do with the family? We have a family fun day planned just for you on September 27th. Come out and enjoy an incredible corn maze, a pumpkin patch, and much, much more at the Pumpkin Ranch near Winterset. They open at 10 a.m. and at 6 we'll be putting on a concert just for you, brought to you by Stony Creek. For more information and coupons, go to thepumpkinranch.com. That's thepumpkinranch.com. We look forward to seeing you on the 27th.
Fourth down and three here. Isley with it over the right side. Has the first down on his way inside the 20, 15, 10. 5, take it to the house. Carter, the Iceman Isley. Touchdown, Albia. He sent it. Pierce Bacco, funeral home. Touchdown. There's the Relco locomotive. And that is the cannon going off in the north end zone. And that is a big six that ties things up on the scoreboard.
Well, that's what you like. You got two quality teams here tonight. We've talked about it. They both come in 2-0. And they're going to stick to their strengths. We saw Pella Christian. Their strength early is throwing the ball those little short routes, chipping away.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
What a title fight we saw last night. The Blue Demons and the Eagles going at it to Ironman Field. Well, the once known Ironman Field that became Ironman Swamp last night. Kudos to the administration getting out there, trying to get tarps and doing everything they can to keep that field in the best possible shape as it could be in. But unfortunately, really difficult to keep up with all the rain that we're getting here. But I know Keith Little's over there right now. He's out there putting out seed and doing everything he can to get the field in great shape because the Blue Demons will return home in less than 2 weeks, and that will be homecoming, and we're looking forward to homecoming. But right now, we're looking forward to talking with the coaching staff here about last night's win. Albia wins 48-20. Before we do that, let's take a look around Southern Iowa on the Friday Night Lights big board, and you can get all your scores by downloading the Android or the iPhone app and the KIC Thunderbolt app. Let's take a look here. Sheraton, they'll remain undefeated here in the early part of the season, 3-0. They defeat Sadale 52-26 last night. It was Coach Bear getting his first win as head coach for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. The Rockets get by West Marshall 36-20. It was Wayne over Moravia 72-32. Davis County, a loser last night, the CMB. CMB will be on the schedule here in district action, 40-12. That is a district contest, CMB with the win over Davis County. It was Bell Plain getting by North Mahaska 36-16. Iowa City, Regina, 5 straight state titles, is that correct? 49-6 over Sigourney Kyoto. It was Dowling 45, Waukee 14, PCM over Centerville 48-18. Oskaloosa, a loser last night to Pella, and Twin Cedars gets beat by Melcher Dallas. Indianola over Des Moines East, 31-7, and I believe North Polk last night got by Clark 40-0. Scores were kind of late coming in. Montezuma, a winner over GMG, 45-6. It was Mormon Terrell, 58, Seymour, 19. Southeast Warren gets by Bedford and Pekin. Whoa, that is a really good football team there. Pekin, the Panthers, 56, Danville, nothing. Ottumwa in an overtime thriller, 22-16. Coach Fonts with the win for Ottumwa, and they remain undefeated in this early part of the season. North English, or English Valley, check that, gets by Tri-County 50-8, and it was Fairfield defeating Knoxville 20-14. We found out how good Fairfield was a week ago. They look pretty darn good, but Albia has a recipe of making really good football teams not look their best. And We've got the head coach of the Blue Demons sitting next to me, and when we come back after a really quick timeout, we will come back and talk with Coach Dayton about last night's 48-20 win over Pella Christian when we return. Return to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hello, this is Ray Jenkins from Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville. Our processing plant needs a constant supply of corn every day of the year, no matter the weather or the condition of the crop. We currently have opportunities for southern Iowa and northern Missouri farmers and grain businesses who can deliver corn to Eddyville by September 20th. These include strong cash bids and also special moisture discounts, which make it attractive to bring us wet corn that is under 28% moisture. Give us a call at 800-515-1105 to find out the latest information on corn opportunities at Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville. Once again, this has been Ray Jenkins at Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville, encouraging you to give us a call to find out about recent corn opportunities. 800-515-1105.
What's your auto loan rate? If it's higher than 1.99% APR, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local CFirst or go to c1stcu.com and apply online to drive down your loan rate today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
Your People State Bank kickoff. Here's a handoff. Ryan Sarver got the corner on the right side. Has a man to beat. Gets a block across the 45, 50, midfield 40. It's a foot race, and you're not going to catch Ryan Sarver. Touchdown, Albion! Ryan Sarver, like a jet,
yes.
He propelled down this near sideline, put the afterburners, lit him up, and down he goes for an Albion touchdown.
What was great about that, and we haven't really seen it. Last year we didn't do it as much. On the kickoffs, we're doing that handoff, fake handoff, where when the guy who gets it, he may hand off to the other man or not.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
On special teams by the Blue Demons, Albion gets the win last night, 48-20. Coach, special teams. We talk about that. We talked about it, during the pep rally, the post game show, the pre game show, the post game show last night. But truly, the amount of time that you guys put into special teams, it's displayed Friday night, and it was easy watching Ryan Sarver run down that sideline with no one chasing him but his shadow, and that wasn't a fair contest for a shadow. But what somebody who's looking up above can see is that the entire Pella Christian Eagle kick team was on the other side of the field because Ryan Sarver had faked the handoff to the point where everybody thought he'd given the ball up. And then the blockers had done their job by stepping the right direction and making a touchdown wall for Ryan Sarver. He could have skipped down. He probably could have held your hand and walked down the sidelines with you. It was that well executed.
Well, there's 10 other guys out there doing their job, which also make a big contribution. And there's a reason why they don't call it the other team. They call it the special teams because it is special. And you better be good at it. You can't just be good at offense and defense. The whole package goes together to make up a football game, and you can win two of the others and lose that one and still lose the game. So there's a great pianist that said, if I don't practice for 2 days, other people notice. If I don't practice one day, I notice. And we did not have a good week to practice all our special teams. And while the kickoff return team did very well, our PAT team suffered because we could not work on that area. So, you know, each week presents a new challenge. Different people, different teams have different strengths. They have different personnel. And we have to get on the practice field and really work to get better. And the weather we didn't have a good day for practice at all. And I was pleased that we still managed to get a little bit better in all areas. But we expect to be good on special teams because we practice it and we have good coaching. We divide up different areas and each coach takes a specific part of that special teams and coaches that. So we weren't surprised. What surprised me is that that's the first one we've returned, I think, in 3 years. We had 4 1 year, and then we didn't do so well for a couple of years. But we've got some good people back there, and you don't want to get into a foot race with either one of our two returners.
Coach, I want to get on to the full story of the night, and that's the tally of the football game. But, you know, oftentimes I don't think the fans realize that there is a, you know, you guys actually have plays on kickoff, kick, and the kicking return teams, as well as the punts. It's not just going out there kicking the ball or not going out there and just grabbing the ball. You guys actually have design plays and a number of different types of plays that you run out of all those different types of circumstances.
Well, on all the areas, we do have special plays, and as we progress through the season, we get more time to practice all of the areas. You can't be great at everything right in the beginning. You have to add as you get better and improve. So we do have a plate full of things we can use in different situations. There were a couple of things that we could have used early in this game that we didn't use. And then when one phase was not functioning right, we decided to go for two instead of mess up the extra point. So we have a lot of options, and that's another strength of our program.
Coach Pella Christian, I believe, and I could have this wrong, but this was the first contest since the 2012 season where you found yourself trailing out of the gate. You guys have been the first team to score, going back in my little records, and you don't have to correct me if I'm wrong, Coach. But I have 2012, the last time you guys have trailed to begin a football game.
Well, here's my take on this. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is the present. And you play in the present, you play in the now. And what we have done in the past, win or lose, or lead or not lead, doesn't matter. What matters is what's important now, the game that's at hand. And being ahead or being behind does not change our method of play, because we are playing to be our best. We don't play the scoreboard. We don't play the opponent and how good they are or how good they are not. Our standard of measurement is our own best self. And when you do that, it doesn't matter who's ahead or who's behind, and there should be no pressure put on you by the other team, whether they're trying to psych you out or whether they take the ball down and just stuff it in your end zone. You come back out, you do the best that you can. So I was not surprised that we responded. We can play better than we did play, and we're going to play better than we have played. We have not played our best game yet. We've had some individuals that played their best game. I thought Ryan Sarver played the best game I've seen him play. Kieran Judge responded very well to coaching and was, you know, giving us a big threat on the inside. And when you get Mr. Inside going and Mr. Outside going, it's a load. And then you get Luke Sarver throwing the ball well, and he's a threat to run the ball as well. And I think he only missed two reads on his passes for the whole night. Other than that, he was spot on.
Coach, you know, your guys really responded. I felt like Pella Christian, really good football team. David Kaczmarinski back there, quarterback, is a tremendous athlete. But I thought your guys really wore on this Pella Christian football team. And you know, when they got that 20 to 14 lead, Coach, you guys really took and ran off 35 straight points at that point. But that was really the turning point, was when you punched that ball in from Luke to Ryan Sarver, and from that point on, your team just had an extra step compared to Pella Christian.
Well, we work on that play a lot. We take the football, we lay it on the ground, and all the other people think that it's a fumble, and they pursue on it. Then we pick it up and scramble outside.
That was a really well-designed play, Coach.
That was a very good. But I thought that our offensive line really got control of the line of scrimmage. And I don't care who you are, what level of football you're playing, if you are playing on both sides of the ball, you are going to get tired. And when you get tired, there's no place to hide. You have to stay out there and keep pumping your feet and trying to go. And we had guys that were going over getting a rest. And as the game went on, that was a big factor. We had fresh legs going against tired legs. And, yes, Pella Christian is a very fine football team, and they're going to win a lot of games. And they're a young team, but so are we. So that means that next year, in the future, we'll have another great game with them. But right now, I'm not thinking about them as much as I am thinking about our next opponent, which is the most important game on our schedule.
Well, here's that first touchdown pass, Luke to Ryan Sarver, the twin connection.
Peterson Sarver down the middle of the field. It's complete to his brother, the twin connection. Sarver to Sarver, Luke to Ryan. Touchdown, Albia. And that twin connection. That is the Sarver brothers, and Albia has tied it up with a Sinnott Piercemacher Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia, 20-20 with the extra point to come. And how about that, Christian? That's like playing football in the backyard.
That was the touchdown that tied things up. Albia went on 35-point scoring spree and didn't look back. Coach, The twin connection, Luke and Ryan really do have, watching them over the years, they just know where each other is going to be, and that's a great combination amongst all the other great receivers. You have a lot of choices, Matt Baker, the Haverman kid, the Haverman kid. You got some guys out there that can get up and down the field. Gannon Osing, I think he's a really nice up-and-coming player for you.
Well, we have a lot of really nice players, and now we call Baker the touchdown maker, and while he did not score, his blocking was, I see these things, I see the blocking, I see this smaller guy, we call it a cockroach block, where he knocks them on their back and their feet and arms are flailing up in the air like a cockroach on his back, and he put some hits on people, and his blocking is a big factor in some of those great runs. And you don't want to take your eyes off that kid, because he can also break a long gainer. And, of course, Carter Isley, he and Kieran were moving their feet. And as long as their feet are moving, they're a threat. And they moved the pile down the field. And I think our blocking is getting better.
Well, the offensive line, Coach, just tremendous. The way they play, they really look smooth together as a unit, and you can see them. Oftentimes, you'll see a little chaos or confusion or guys in the same space, but these guys have really got their footwork down. They're getting their blocks and they're sustaining blocks, and it's impressive to watch them get the first block and then looking for the second one.
Well, Coach Dykstra is an excellent line coach, and his kids love him. And, we get to talk to our offensive line people. When the defense goes out, the offense goes to our little strategy board, and we start drawing up where they're at and where we can move the ball. And it's really nice this year that I can actually talk to my quarterback when we're on defense and help him decipher things and make decisions. And now that's another advantage of, having the 11 guys come over and be with you between series. So, yes, the offensive line is doing a good job. They, as the game went on, they got stronger and stronger, and they're moving their feet. They're staying down low. There are times that we ran right up the middle on these people and gained, 15 yards just rumbling the ball up in there. So when that happens, the people then start taking notice of the offensive line. If you ask the average fans who's in the backfield, they could give you all the names of the guys and maybe their stats, and who's in the offensive line. What's that kid's name? Let's see. And there aren't a lot of stats for offensive linemen. But if they don't do their job, that's when they start getting recognition. But these guys are smart. They communicate well. And for big guys, they move their feet very, very well. And I want to give credit to Coach Folkerts, who is our conditioning coach. He has these kids in pretty good shape right now. And, you know, I don't think any football player ever says, whoopee, it's conditioning time. But they do it because they know that if you want to go where we want to go, you got to be in shape and we got to wear people down. And so they work hard even on conditioning.
Well, you know, one of the great indicators of that is that I think the guys start to take pride in it and the fact that they're getting worked really hard. Literally this week I heard several times from your guys about, you know, how much respect they have for Coach Folkerts. And they take it as a badge of honor when because they're getting stronger and more, and the stamina starts to build. And I think they take a lot of pride in the fact that they're surviving Coach Folkerts' workouts and now they're thriving on it.
Well, it's amazing what can be accomplished when a group of committed, dedicated people share the same goal. And there may be times where they're, you know, upset with Coach because of how hard he's working them, but on the other hand, they do it because they know it's going to help them. And we learned a long time ago from one of the winningest coaches in high school football history that coaches who believe in coaches and coaches who believe in players and players who believe in coaches and players who believe in players is a combination for great success. And that's what we are striving for. Now, do we have all 40 guys that are bought in and hot on the trail? No. But we're gaining more and more. And, you know, this program is not one where you can say, okay, I'm going to dip my toe in and see what the water's like, and if I like it, I'll jump in. You got to jump in, get all wet, and become a blue car player, become a guy that plays to be his best and not out there to beat the other guy and, you know, have all kind of emotions about the other team, which are counterproductive. If you're facing a great lineman, he's not going to say, okay, I'm a great lineman, I'm going to back off this time. He's going to be a great lineman from play one till the end. So you got to find a way to be your best to counteract that, and worrying about how good he is doesn't get it done. So that's our philosophy, and we're sticking to it.
Coach, we're talking to the head coach of the Albie Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staton. Albie gets a win 48-20 last night. Spent a lot of time here talking about this offense, but the defense really tested with an outstanding coached Pella Christian team with an outstanding quarterback. And, Coach, they can really throw the football. Their offense is designed to make you have to think at all times with the jet sweep. There was a lot of things our kids had to process out there and to cover some really good athletes. And I think about the middle of the second quarter, we really figured things out, and our defense was outstanding last night.
Well, I got to give our coaches a lot of credit. The fans are not on the headsets, but I am. And I hear these guys, and they're making schemes, and they're planning, and they're making adjustments, and they're working very well together. These coaches like each other, and they know football, and they're teaching good, solid fundamentals. But, boy, during the game, they make great adjustments. And, you know, if somebody's doing something to us, we're going to do something back that's going to counteract that and make them go to some other part of their game that they don't like. But Coach Oda, for leading this defensive staff of coaches, do an outstanding job of keeping good football teams off the scoreboard. And, you know, when you have a great defense, they don't get to play very much. You know, three plays and punt, and then the offense gets to go out. But we faced a team last night that was very good at executing their plays, and that first drive was really impressive. And the quarterback put his football right where he wanted to, and the receivers ran really good routes. And the line was doing a good job of holding our guys off from the quarterback. But as the game went on, our adjustments started to matter, and our either superior conditioning or being less tired than the other people was a big factor in the game. We just warmed down, and from then on, that quarterback wasn't quite so good. He threw some interceptions. Again, we had maybe three more balls that we could have intercepted, but we didn't quite get there. And sooner or later, we're going to start picking those off. And when we do, it's going to be awesome to watch our secondary go too.
Coach, you know, we talk about the speed on the offense, the speed on this defense. I can't wait to see you guys actually on a dry, fast field. This is a physical. We've really spent most of our times in our broadcast talking about the physicality of this Blue Demon football team, every aspect of the football team. But I can't wait to see the speed of this football team really get to shine on a fast, dry field.
Well, there's no guarantee that it's going to be dry, but if it is wet, it's going to be good footing because we're going to play on artificial turf, which I'm glad to be able to do that in this early in the season to get some practice playing on turf.
You know, there's another place that has a turf as well, and it's indoors, and we hope to get back there this year. Coach, congratulations on the big win last night. I know you have a lot of respect for the Pella Christian coaching staff, the fans, and of course, their school district. Outstanding, great sportsman, and a great contest and a good win for Albie last night.
Well, thank you, Coach. But I did not say anything about any other turf field anyplace else. We're focusing on the one we're going to play on this coming Friday night, and that's the only one that matters.
That's what I get paid the big bucks for, Coach. I get to look into the future. My crystal ball is really clear. So, all right, we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back and talk with Coach Odeffer. Coach Uber's in the house. How about that? No fumbles last night. Great night out of Coach. He decided he would get some of his farm gloves out and a jar of Vaseline and some tape. And the fullback was blocking very, very well. And then when he got his opportunities, 74 yards, most of those coming in the second half, a couple of touchdowns. We love those moments. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Sarver against Luca in the shotgun. Isley, the lone back in the backfield. The ball is loose. Luke's going to pick it up, trying to get to the right side. Picks it up. Plants, throws it to the end zone. Touchdown! Are you kidding me? Luke, I'm not your father, Sarver. In for the Albia touchdown. How about the concentration and the confidence? The ball is on the ground, folks, in a muddy mess of a football field. Luke takes his time, picks it up.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
What can Absolute Cleaning do for my home? We have a lot of traffic in and out of our house, and our carpets haven't been cleaned for years. Can you help?
Absolutely.
I love my pets, but my carpet smells. Can you help with pet odors?
Absolutely.
The holidays are coming. I'm going to have a full house of company. I need a professional.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 641-932-4500. The absolute best choice in cleaning.
Join the fun at the Blakesburg Corn Carnival on Sunday, September 14th. Come to church in the park at 10 a.m. and stay for the day. Attend the tractor pull, see fantastic exhibits, and shop the vendor fair, all at Blakesburg's Elementary School. The Sugar Creek Cloggers come to town at 1, then ride the carnival rides before you sit and watch the talent show in the park. Take time to pet the critters at the petting zoo, joke around with Barnyard Billy, then win some yummy treats at the cakewalk. And some lucky person will win $1,000 to top off the afternoon. Attend the Blakesburg Corn Carnival. We hope to see you there.
I Love Lucy, and if you do too, you'll love What Would Lucy Do? The ultimate tribute to comedy icon Lucille Ball, starring Suzanne LaRouche, America's number one female impressionist. Inspired by the works of Lucille Ball, this show features Lucy in all new How Will She Get Out of This One situations. What Would Lucy Do? Live September 19th at Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Reserve seats on sale now at the Bridgeview Center box office, Ticketmaster, or charge by phone 800-745-3000.
Find the right tool to complete any job now during Menards' must-have tools sale. Save big on top brands, including Stanley hand tools, all on sale. Choose from a 25-foot engineer's tape measure or a 30-foot lever lock tape measure, just $6.99 each. Plus, all Stanley tool storage products are on sale. A cantilever mobile storage toolbox is just $49.99 after rebate. Don't miss the great deals now during Menards' must-have tools sale.
Save big money at Menards.
The third touchdown.
Coach, Pella Christian made the trip south here to play some football. And, boy, they came out right in that first half, and that's exactly what they did. Looked like.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. 48-20, this is the final score last night. The Blue Demons with another win, 3-0. They've not lost a regular season football game going back to 2012, and I got their head coach, Coach Chad Odeffer, with us, and defensive coach. I just got him promoted. Coach Staten's eyes just crossed, and see, I take the mic away from him. I have now all the control. Of course, he's got Judge over here, you know, that he could sick on me in a hurry.
He's a big boy.
Coach, your guys were really tested early. This was a, as Coach mentioned, a really good Pella Christian football team that really executed their plays very, very well.
Yeah, we knew that going into it. I mean, you watch them on film, and they execute at a high level. And they do some things that really put a lot of stress on you and make sure you play disciplined football. And they scored 38 points and 44 points in their first two games. So we knew it was going to be a challenge going in. And as a coach, you when you don't get a practice and get the reps that you want, you kind of worry about it. And they did some things early that really hurt us, and then we were able to get the boys settled down and playing some pretty good football. And when you play a really good football team, you have to execute at a high level. If you don't execute, those little things show up. And some of those little things did show up in the first and second quarter. But then the guys responded, and that's a good thing about the way we are and the guys that we have. They settled down. They focused on the task. There's no negativity. I mean, it was how do we fix this? And the guys did a great job of adjusting. You know, Coach Folkerts, myself, and Coach Hill, you know, we really feel comfortable with each other. We've worked with each other for a long time. And so we were able to put our heads together and figure out a thing to slow them down.
Coach, one of the blessings of the two-platoon football and then having a large enough coaching staff, that's important. You know, we talk about having large numbers of guys, but having a large number of coaches that can have their different eyes in different places. Then, as Coach said, coaches that believe in coaches. We talk about offense. These guys get the chance in the two-platoon football. The coaches get over and work with the guys and talk about things. But in defense, it works the same way. You can get over there on the sidelines, talk things through, and really communicate well together on the sidelines while the offense is out there doing their business. You guys are getting ready to do yours.
Yeah, that's a huge advantage that we're able to talk to among coaches, but also talk among our players. On the first series, I mean, there's a number of little things that we could have done better. We had them fourth and two, and we had a couple physical errors. And then we had them fourth and one again, and we had a couple mental errors that just let them out of it. And then we also had our hand on a pass that we could have brought in on that first series. So, you know, you make one of those plays, and the first series doesn't seem as bad. But give Pella Christian credit. They executed at a high level, and they made us adjust, and they made us pick up our play, which is good for us.
Yeah, Coach, defensively, you guys have seen a little bit different look about every week. Mount Air a little more physical than, of course, they went to the air when they got behind, but Fairfield looked different, than Pella Christian. You guys got a chance here in the early going to see some different looks and different types of athletes. I think that really helps you going into district play, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, we've really played a lot of different calls as far as we've done everything that's in our defensive playbook so far, and we've had to adjust a little bit, so that's going to benefit us going down the road, that our kids are, you know, have played the different calls in our playbook, and that we've seen some different types of plays.
Coach, this young defensive backfield, Leshen and Hermsen out on the outside, they're not playing like our sophomores. They're not playing like sophomores, Coach. I just really, you know, it took a little while to get them to get that execution. But kudos to Pella Christian last night. Those first quarter and a half, Coach, they really executed well. But your guys were stride in there. Kakmarinski just zipped the ball in where only his receiver could catch it.
Yeah, we knew he was going to be a good football player. Not many quarterbacks look one way and then come back to the other way and trust that it's going to be open. But he's a coach's kid. I mean, coach's kids are really smart. They have a high football IQ, and he did a great job of making our defensive backs play really sound football. There's a couple times where we tried to cheat it, and you can get away with that against some of the other quarterbacks that we face maybe. But the coach's kid, I mean, he looks one way, he comes back the other way, and he hit some big plays against us.
Brett Freshwater, coach at linebacker, I just think he's playing some outstanding football for you.
Yeah, we have four linebackers that are playing at a really high level, and Brett's one of them. Brett does a great job. Blake Lawless does a great job. Ryan Sarver, Bryce Leshen. And when they play at a high level, it makes our defense a lot better. But they can also do some things that get better. And they'll come to films on Monday, and they'll see some errors that they made. And we can be a little bit more disciplined with our eyes. And so watching film today already, there's going to be some things that they know they need to clean up.
You know, from a coaching perspective, I know you guys break down film, and when people say they break down film, they're oftentimes saying, oh, they're going to break down the other team. But you guys spend the majority of your time grading out your guys. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that thought process and the things that go into it.
Yeah, I think it's really important to really know how a guy did. You need to watch him on every play. And if you don't watch the previous game, a player could be making the same mistakes for 2 to 3 weeks without you realizing it. And so the first thing I do, and I did it some this morning, I haven't finished yet, but I grade the linebackers. You know, my position that I coach is the linebackers, and I grade our four linebackers on every single play, and they receive a grade, and they get feedback. And during our film study on Monday, they know exactly what I think they did well, and they know exactly what things that they need to correct. And so the first half, there's some things that we need to fix, and it's their job and my job to make sure that happens.
Coach, defense has been outstanding. You guys have played out of the 12 quarters. You've had 9 of those 12 quarters scoreless football. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and I think maybe, I mean, this could be a positive thing for us. You know, we went through the first two games, and we didn't face much adversity, and nothing really bad happened. And to get smacked in the mouth a little bit and have a team rattle you a little bit, that might be a good thing early on. It might help us refocus and really get the guys' attention and know that we need to improve to do the goals that they want to get done.
Great job out of you and your defense and your coaching staff. Coach, the defense playing really good football. And in a second, I'm going to come back to you, and we're going to get your prediction on the Iowa-Iowa State football game. You have something else you want to add, Coach?
I just want to give a couple guys shout-outs. Coach Mick does a great job with our film. I mean, he's the guy that's behind the scenes with the weight room and the setting up of stuff. I mean, I can't say enough about that guy. I don't think anybody that's not part of the football program understands the time and the stuff that he does. And I just want to make sure that name gets out there a little bit. And also Nick Kroll does a great job with our huddle. He probably saves me a couple hours as far as how he tags stuff, and we can print reports, and we have a really good idea of what they're going to do based on formation, and that's a huge advantage. And Nick also does a great job of being the eye in the sky. He has a really good football IQ, and his feedback to me on the sidelines is beneficial. So I just want to throw those two names out there.
It's impressive to me. You know, we get there really early before the football game, and we see, you know, all the equipment being set up. And, I mean, it is a lot. You guys have you're going to have to get, you know, Iowa has that Hawkeye semi. You guys are nearly there. But it's so impressive to see those guys doing all that work, and then they have responsibilities on the game field as well. And I know Dave Mick is very involved in that, and your stats guys. You guys are really blessed to have. That's why I'm saying we have coaches. It's not just the guys that are down in the field. It's you have a lot of coaches taking and helping each other out.
Yeah, and we're fortunate to have that, and that's some of the stuff that doesn't always get seen by the people that come to the games and cheer the Blue Demons on, and they do a great job for us. They make our jobs a little bit easier.
One of the coaches put some work in is Coach Huber. He's over there. You know, Coach, I'm over there on Saturdays and Sundays, and you're over in the field doing something all the time, buddy. You truly are one of those servant warriors.
Yeah, you know, you just got to do the little things to make yourself better. Even just being around the football game and doing stuff, it just keeps your mind in the game all the time, and that's what I try to do. So,
your running backs, Coach, outstanding. This week, you know, I cannot recall a fumble last night. So whatever you did this last week in practice, it paid off.
Yeah, we put a lot of time in this week of working with the guys on their ball handling and blocking, and it really paid off. We didn't get to go out as – much as we want to work on our blocking and our ball handling just because of the weather, but we made do with what we had, and we progressed a lot this week, and it's just going to keep building off that, and hopefully every week it just keeps getting better.
One of the things that I've over the years have watched with Coach Dayton football teams and Coach Dayton running backs is that you start to see in game number three that the running backs start to feel the rhythm of the offense. Last night I saw Carter Isley do the things that I saw previous backs do, and that they start to put their hand out there and feel the space that's developing by that offensive line. And then last night, Kieran Judge, same thing. You can start to see these guys, not that we know that they have the physicality to do it, we know they have the athleticism to do it, but to see the rhythm to start to fit in with the running backs with that offensive line, it becomes a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it is, Jason. In our offensive line, I want to give them credit. Those guys come out and they open up the holes for our running backs, and if it wouldn't be for them, we would not get the yards that we do. And our running backs have developed, and they are. They're just clicking better and better each week. We're getting more of our plays in, and our guys are getting a feel for it, and they just keep developing it, and that's what we're wanting to get at.
You know, that feel you talk about, it only comes with repetition, and to start to feel it, and really to watch the guys, you can see them start to slow down at the moments they need to slow down, put their hands out where they need to get the hands out, and to be able to read those holes that are being really created, because you said it, there are some really big holes being made out there.
Yeah, and like you say, that rhythm that we're building, that does that. And then that line is opening up those holes. It's just starting to click. The film studies, you know, our guys are seeing where they need to go, and we're walking them through everything that they need to do. And our backs are really starting to see the benefits of, you know, getting their timing down, getting their handoffs down. And we're putting in some extra time with that, and it's really starting to pay off.
A guy sitting next to you here, you know, last year he was a guard, and he would be an outstanding guard. The good news, you had lots of really good guards in the program. You could take a guy like Kieran Judge sitting next to you and put him back there, a fullback, and now you got an extra lineman on the football field and a guy that's really athletic. And, boy, he ran the ball really well last night for you.
Yeah, KJ did. This was his best game of the year, and I'm really proud of him. He put in the extra time this week. Coach State and me have been working with him, and KJ does the things that we need to do to get better, and he's put the time in, and he understands what has to happen for him to be at that spot, and he's really responded well this week.
Well, let's go and meet Kieran Judge. Kieran, the judge and the jury, and the punishment he was handing out was Albia touchdowns. Let's relive that second touchdown of that fourth quarter.
In this third quarter, Albia got down 20-13 and then has rattled off 21 straight points.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 28 straight points.
And looking to get another one right here.
Here comes the handoff. Isley, no, check that. Kieran Judge once again
touchdown.
Towards the goal line.
Hey!
Touchdown, Kieran Judge. Kieran, the judge and jury in for the Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home.
About the KJs in the house, Kieran, you know, you have the physicality to play the position. You know you have the athleticism to play the position. But last night you really started to find the rhythm of the position.
Yeah, we this whole week we've been focusing especially on things that I need to do better. We spent the last couple games just focus key points. And like Coach was saying, you know, the weather kind of got to us, so we were pretty limited to what we could do. But I knew what I had to do, stayed focused, and just focused on all that kind of stuff.
Well, one of the keys, I think, to being a really good running fullback is to be a tremendous blocking fullback. And in this offense, you got to be one of the toughest guys on the football team. It's easy to see that you're one of those guys. But by being a great blocker, you become a really great runner.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I need to work on it still. But it's more repetition type stuff. So, you know, work on it day by day. And it all starts to come together, and with that, you know, start helping out your whole team.
Do you start to see guys wanting to move away from you when you start coming at them after banging on them all night? You know, I've had enough, you know.
Well, actually, that last touchdown I had, the guy just came. He's like, "You're a tank." I didn't really know what to say. I just said, "Thanks." But it was a good feeling, I guess.
Hey, this football team, you guys have really bonded well together. I could tell right in the camp that this was a team of guys that really believed in each other. And Coach O'Duffer, you know, said, "Hey, we were down, but no one was panicking and no one was upset." Because you believe in each other.
Going back to breakaway, you know, that's when everybody starts to kind of, we start to pull together. We start doing our team bonding and stuff. And it's like from there to the weeks, you know, from now. So, yeah, we all start coming together. We all starting to bond, and it just really starts to form into one unit.
Well, the dynamic duo that is the Albia backfield, Carter Isley back there, and you—that is a lot of man moving down the football field.
Oh yeah,
and I think that you open up Carter's game, and Carter's game helps open up your running game.
Yeah, I definitely try to do what I can for Carter. You know, Carter's always going to find that hole, even if it's three or four. He's going to fight for more than what he can get. So really, he's a key player.
That offensive line, I know you mentioned it earlier, but wow, it's really a thing of beauty watching those guys work in front of you and moving people around, and they've got their dance steps down, no doubt about it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, playing with them for about 2 years, I can still, relate back to a lot of those guys. Just great footwork. You know, they push that line was crazy. I mean, it was really, really good game out of the line.
Well, hey, congratulations last night on your win. Real quick, we're going to go around the table here and get the predictions. This is what everyone's been waiting for, the predictions for today's football game. And if it begins with State, you can go ahead and – we'll start with you, Ken. Right. We want to hear it, but if it has a State on the end of it, maybe we don't want to hear it.
I'm definitely pulling for Iowa. Let's go 27-20.
Good call. Coach Huber, you're headed up to Iowa City, buddy. We're going to have to get a little more coffee in you, you put a lot of hours in, but let's leave that alone. Let's go to your great game day prediction today.
I'm going to say Hawks are going to win by 2 touchdowns.
I like his enthusiasm. Coach O, you came in this morning. I had no idea who you're rooting for. The black and gold on your shirt didn't give it away.
Hawkeyes 24, Cyclone 17. Cyclone 17.
You know you got coaches on the staff that are Cyclone fans. Coach, coaches, I know the answer here. It's going to be it's just another game. Everybody's going to do their best. I want to hear your fierce predictions, Coach.
I have personal friends and colleagues on both teams, and my wish is that they have a great game and nobody gets hurt. If you have to give the nod to somebody, it is in Kinnick Stadium, and that would give an advantage to the Hawkeyes. But I've learned don't count that Cyclone head coach. He can motivate his kids. So it could be a great game, and I'll enjoy watching it.
Just enjoy watching good football, don't you, Coach?
Amen.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We're going to run out to the Albia Country Club and catch up with Nick Pickle real quick. They're having the Young Bucks Golf Tournament out there, and you can watch the football game with them at 2:30, the kickoff out at the Albia Golf Club, and they'll be coming in off the golf course, and they're going to auction off some of those wrestlers. Bryce Lushen is one of them. Carter Isley, one of them. We're going to find out how things are going out there when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
This is Jason Brown. Are you looking for something to do with the family? We have a family fun day planned just for you on September 27th. Come out and enjoy an incredible corn maze, a pumpkin patch, and much, much more at the Pumpkin Ranch near Winterset. They open at 10 a.m. and at 6, we'll be putting on a concert just for you, brought to you by Stony Creek. For more information and coupons, go to thepumpkinranch.com. That's thepumpkinranch.com. We look forward to seeing you on the 27th.
Get ready to drop your anchor at Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, for good food fast. Don't you think it's time for a fabulous Sunday like a Turtle Beach, Pirate's Clipper, Strawberry Boat, Butter Schooner, Rocky Dock, or ask for our new Raspberry Slip, Black Raspberry, Hot Fudge, and Brownie Bites? That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Call 641-7243-PIE for your call ahead orders. Hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
What's your auto loan rate? If it's higher than 1.99% APR, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local CFirst or go to c1stcu.com and apply online to drive down your loan rate today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Fall cleanup time is just around the corner. Save big on everything you need at Menards. You'll find great deals on chainsaws, leaf blowers, and much more, including Repel Tick Defense. It fends off ticks and mosquitoes for up to 10 hours. Pick up a 6.5-ounce can of Repel Tick Defense on sale for just $3.97. Save big on fall cleanup supplies plus much more. Now during the Menard Days Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for Blackbird Primitives Fall Open House, September 11th, 12th, and 13th. Blackbird Primitives is hosting their annual Fall Open House. There will be in-store specials, and with all purchases, you get your name in a drawing for a $50 gift certificate. This is the perfect time to get the newest in fall decor for your home. Blackbird Primitives Fall Open House, September 11th through the 13th. Open till 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 11th. Plan now to attend Blackbird Primitives Fall Open House.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at cfirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner on this bright, sunshiny Saturday morning. 48-20 win last night, Albia over Pella Christian. And we're going to take a little trip on Old 34 out to the Albia Country Club. Nick Pickrell's out there as they're having their Young Buck Wrestling Golf Tournament. Nick, beautiful day for some golf on the Old Country Club golf course.
Couldn't ask for a better day, Jason. Nice. It's warming up for us, so it's about perfect out here. Not sure the course is going to hold up after all these wrestlers get done hitting the ball around, but couldn't ask for better weather.
Hey, Nick, tell us a little bit about 2:30. You guys are going to have the game on and then some other fun events going on that people can come out and be a part of, even if they didn't get the golf in today.
Yeah, for sure. We have obviously the golf tournament started right now. We're underway with that. Once we get back in the clubhouse, we're going to do we got a silent auction, and we're also going to auction off some of our wrestlers that have come through the Young Bucks program that are now in the Albia High School program. We're going to watch, hopefully, the Hawks take out the Cyclones today, and then see where the day takes us from there.
Hey, Nick, a great fundraiser for you and the Young Bucks program, and I also know that you have some breaking news that you got a really motivating person to come into Albia to talk about work ethic and hard work and just, as I said, motivation into their sport.
Yeah, I got some good ties with the UNI wrestling program. We got most of our coaching staff down here today. But we also got something coming up October 4th. We're going to have Mark Schwab down. He travels all around the Midwest and all the United States doing motivational speeches for, you know, businesses and athletics and everything involved. So we have him come down October 4th. So we're finalizing the location and everything on that, just kind of seeing how the community responds and try to get a good showing for that as well.
Well, Nick, a great job with the Young Bucks program. Have lots of fun out there. What time does the auction start approximately? And name the guys you got. You're going to be auctioning off for the wrestlers for service in the community.
We're going to be going about, we're shooting for 2:30. We're hoping to be back in the clubhouse for the kickoff, and then we'll probably do that around halftime or in between one of the quarters. So probably around 3 o'clock, we're going to be auctioning off Bryce Leshen, Carter Isley, Blake Wallace, and Kyle Sinnott.
All right, put me down the list, Coach. I want to tear down a wall. I don't have any sledgehammers. I'll just use them. They are tough, tough kids.
Exactly. We'll get them to do whatever you want. Hardworking boys.
All right, Nick Pickerel, Young Bucks program. Get out to the Abbey Country Club, watch the Iowa State football game, and be a part of helping raise some money for Young Bucks wrestling program. They make great tacklers on the football field and some of the most physical kids out there. Nick, thanks so much for joining us, buddy.
Yep, thank you, Jason. Go Panthers.
All right. I'm going to give my prediction here. Coach was giving me a hard time, calling me a chicken. And Coach, here's my prediction. I think it's going to be a really good football game played by two really good football teams on a beautiful Saturday morning. And I think everyone's going to go home happy. But those who wear black and gold are going to have a bigger smile on their face this afternoon. And the Hawks are going to get a win, and I don't care what the margin of victory is. I just do not want to hear Dan Stocker all week long over and over again about the outstanding Cyclones. But I am looking for a great day at Kinnick Stadium. We'll be heading to Iowa City. I think the whole crew here is headed up to Iowa City here in a few seconds. But all the fun that we had this week, there still was a cloud that was over our community, the loss of Dennis Ryan. Only 54 years of age, and his life was called too early. And our prayers and our thoughts go out to his family. What a true community champion and community leader. And all of us feel the loss of his presence here. But I know his family, they lost a father and a husband. And it is really our thoughts that are with them at this moment. And I want to say thank you to Denny Ryan. He has been a true blessing to our community. And I know he was met at those pearly gates, and God brought him home and said, welcome home, good and faithful servant. And our thoughts and prayers go to Denny Ryan and his family. Funeral service is 11 o'clock on Monday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Georgetown. And the burial service will be held at Calvary Cemetery in the Mount Calvary Cemetery in Melrose. Again, funeral service is 11 o'clock on Monday morning for Denny Ryan. Have a great Saturday. The Hawks Cyclones 2:30. You can catch that kickoff right here. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.